The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Tuesday, January 25th, is National Plan for Vacation Day, which I think is a great idea. I didn't know that it was a thing or that it existed, but this is a great time of year to start planning what you're going to do in the spring, summer, and fall. And camping has really taken off, especially in the last couple of years. Joining us now to discuss the increased popularity of camping and some of the top camping destinations, Chief Executive Officer of CampSpot, Michael Scheinman. Michael, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
This really is a great time of year to start planning your next big camping trip, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, with the surge in popularity for camping, campgrounds are selling out faster than ever. And so now is a great time to plan, even if you're not planning to actually travel until the spring or the summer.
I think one of the reasons camping has taken off is because of the pandemic, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, when the pandemic hit, people were looking for alternate ways to travel that were going to be safer, a little more self-contained, things that they could do outdoors. And camping really checked all of those boxes. And so we saw an incredible growth between 2020 and 2021. In fact, the reservations made on CampSpot during that time nearly tripled. And what's really incredible to me is that even as traditional travel is starting to come back to some semblance of normalcy, camping isn't slowing down one bit. We're actually expecting 2022 to be an even stronger year.
There are so many different kinds of camping people can do, everything from pitching a tent out in the middle of nowhere to an RV that rivals your home or apartment. I mean, there's a wide range of options, isn't there?
There really are. And, having experienced a variety of forms of camping, I think it also depends on when you're going, where you're going, and who you're going with. If you did want to do some winter camping, I would definitely recommend a RV that is going to have its own heat source or a glamping cabin, as a lot of campgrounds offer.
Your website, campspot.com, you recently unveiled the first annual CampSpot Awards. What are some of the top camping destinations across the country?
Yeah, so first, if you're not familiar with CampSpot, you know, we're a Michigan-based company that is now actually the largest booking platform for campgrounds and RV parks all across North America. And this year, we wanted to highlight some of the more than 140,000 instantly bookable campsites on our platform by unveiling the CampSpot Awards, which are in a number of categories ranging from best for families, to best design, best views, best overall. And there's so many great options to choose from. In terms of destinations, we've got a lot of great options right here in Michigan, in fact. One I'll highlight, which won an award for best camping sites, is the Sun Outdoors Petoskey Bay Harbor, which is just about 4 hours from Detroit. And it is, you know, really the best of all worlds. It's a traditional camping site in some sense, but it also has the amenities that you'd expect from a luxury resort. And it's in a prime location for exploring the beach or the charming downtown area or many other attractions nearby. So that is definitely one destination that your listeners can't afford to miss.
Absolutely. Boy, we've got so many great camping places here in Michigan, and of course you highlight those and others too. If somebody's planning a camping trip for sometime this year, what are some of the things that you'd advise them to do? What are some tips for planning a camping vacation?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, booking early is a really good idea. We already see 50% increases in year-over-year bookings for 4th of July and Memorial Day. So if you're planning a trip for one of those travel holidays, definitely book early. I would also say that a lot of people think of camping as state parks and national parks, which is one great option. But a lot of those accommodations sell out really, really quickly. And I encourage people to look right outside of the state parks and right outside of the national parks, where there's sometimes some fantastic private camping options that might have even more amenities and a better experience overall. So those are a couple of my tips for making the most out of your camping adventures this year.
Where can people go for more information? What's the website again?
Yeah, it's www.campspot.com, C-A-M-P-S-P-O-T.com, or you can download our mobile app on either of the major app stores. And I hope you will, because we are eager to help folks plan and book one of these great camping adventures that we've just been talking about.
Sounds like fun. All right, Michael, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you too. Bye-bye.